Alright folks, welcome back to Early Riser Mindset, your daily dose of motivation and inspiration to kickstart your day. I'm your host, Asher Blake, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, a whole lot more laughter, and, most importantly, some seriously awesome mindset shifts. Today we're diving into something truly powerful, emotional intelligence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, okay, another self-help cliche, hear me out. Emotional intelligence isn't just about being a touchy-feely guru or knowing all the right things to say. It's about understanding yourself, recognizing those emotions bubbling up inside you, and then navigating the world with awareness and empathy for others. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is your superpower for building strong, healthy, and fulfilling relationships. It's the key to understanding why people react the way they do, how to communicate effectively, and ultimately, how to create a more harmonious world around you. Now, who doesn't want that, right? So let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you level up your emotional intelligence game. 1. Self-awareness is your starting point. This one's like the foundation of your emotional house. It's about knowing your own emotions, triggers, strengths, and weaknesses. Ever feel overwhelmed in a social situation? Or maybe you snap at people when you're stressed? Recognizing these patterns is the first step to managing them better. Start paying attention to how your body feels when certain emotions arise. Are you tense? Do you get butterflies? Understanding your emotional landscape helps you make more conscious choices. 2. Empathy. Walk in their shoes. Empathy isn't just about saying, "I feel for you." It's about actively trying to understand another person's perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Put yourself in their shoes and imagine what they might be going through. Ask questions, listen actively, and try to see the situation from their point of view. 3. Communication is key. This one seems obvious, but it's so crucial. Learn how to communicate your feelings clearly and respectfully, without blaming or attacking others. Use I statements instead of you statements. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel bad," try, "I feel hurt when you say things like that." 4. Manage your emotions. You can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control how you react. Practice mindfulness techniques like deep breathing or meditation to help calm your mind and body when things get tough. Remember, a cool head is your best asset in difficult situations. 5. Embrace feedback. No one's perfect, right? Be open to feedback from others, even if it's not always easy to hear. Use it as an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. Show them you value their perspective by listening attentively and considering their insights. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're having dinner with friends. Someone shares a story about a challenging experience they've had. Instead of jumping in with solutions or offering unsolicited advice, you actively listen, ask thoughtful questions, and validate their feelings. You show empathy, understanding, and genuine care. That's emotional intelligence in action. It creates a space where people feel heard, understood, and supported. They walk away from the conversation feeling more connected to you, and maybe even a little lighter than before. And that's the magic of emotional intelligence. It builds stronger connections, reduces conflict, and fosters a sense of genuine belonging. Remember, folks, cultivating emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep striving to be the best version of yourself. Because when you invest in your emotional well-being, you're investing in all areas of your life, your relationships, your work, your happiness, and your overall sense of fulfillment. So go out there, practice those 5 key takeaways, and watch your relationships blossom. And as always, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.